Hi, I'm Stephanie Kelton.
And I'm Jeremy Olshan. We're the hosts of the new podcast from MarketWatch, The Best New Ideas in Money.
The pandemic showed many of us that it's possible to work from home, but that's not the only change the workforce has seen.
This week, we're looking at companies who are experimenting with the four-day work week and how it could massively change how we live and work.
Listen to The Best New Ideas in Money, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, February 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. They say there's nothing like the smell of a new car, but prices that are well above sticker price? Well, they're raising a stink with buyers.
Buyers are outraged and surprised, if my inbox is any indication. I mean, I've just received a flurry of notes from buyers saying, we've tried dealer after dealer, and we're just aghast at what they're charging us.
So why are dealers doing this, and what are the car makers doing about it? We'll get to the bottom of it with our auto industry reporter, Nora Eckert, after the break.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying ahead of your competition. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Tough time to buy a car. Supply chain issues have put the brakes on the number of vehicles that manufacturers can build, and in turn, the number that dealers have on hand to sell. As a result, some dealers are selling vehicles for well above the sticker price, sometimes as much as $10,000 more. And that has the car companies crying foul, with car buyers caught in the middle. For more on this, let's turn to Nora Eckert. She covers the auto industry for the WSJ, and she joins us from Detroit. Hey, Nora, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me, JR.
So, Nora, can you give us a little car sales 101 here? You know, help us understand the usual process. Who typically sets the price of a car we'd see in a showroom?
So for a new car that you're seeing on a showroom lot, the sticker price, or the MSRP it's called, is set by the manufacturer. So MSRP stands for Manufacturer's Suggested Retail Price. But, you know, it's just that. It's a suggestion. And in a typical market, that suggestion holds quite a bit of weight. It's very rare that a dealer would sell at or above MSRP. In fact, most sell below. But in this topsy-turvy market we're in right now, that pillar has been thrown out the window. And we're seeing a huge increase in dealers charging above sticker price.
And so how are dealers actually going about this? And, you know, how do we get from the MSRP to these much higher amounts?
So some dealers are just increasing the price and affixing what's called an addendum of a market price adjustment to the vehicle. So that's basically saying, we're charging this much, this is a market price adjustment, end of story. But others are justifying it by saying, we're charging more and we're throwing in these extra options for you. So things like winter mats, rooftop rails, extra warranties, add-ons like that to justify the price hike.
Oh, okay. So just how common is it for dealers to be doing this?
We don't have a precise number across the board of how many dealers are charging above MSRP. What I can talk about is the trend we're seeing in terms of new vehicles sold. So in January of 2021, just about 2% of new vehicle sales were above MSRP. Right now, that percentage is about 80% of new vehicles sold are over the sticker price. Ford specifically has talked about this phenomenon.
Hold on. Did you just say that 80% of cars are being sold above MSRP?
Yeah, it's a really striking change, JR, and it's escalated through the second half of the year. So to think that this time last year in 2021, we were at 2% and now we're at 80%, it's an incredible increase. So Ford specifically has addressed this trend, and Chief Executive Jim Farley said that about 10% of their dealerships in the U.S., and they have about 3,000 dealerships, are charging above sticker price. And he's issued a warning to those dealers that if they're doing this, if they're charging above sticker price, that Ford could withhold future sought-after models from those dealers. They can withhold future supplies of these popular new vehicles, such as their electric vehicle, the F-150 Lightning. GM has also sent a letter out to dealers warning them that if they charge above MSRP, they could have punitive action taken against them. You know, whether that's what Ford is doing, like withholding potentially new models or other actions, we're still getting some details on what that will look like on the GM side.
Got it. So aside from suffering penalties from the car companies, can the dealers just charge, you know, whatever they want? Is there any kind of regulation in place that limits how much above MSRP they can charge?
No, there are generally no restrictions on dealers about how far above the sticker price they can push that car. In a typical market, buyers wouldn't be paying far above sticker price for a vehicle, but because of the incredibly low inventories that we have right now, there are so many people scrambling to find a vehicle that they're willing to pay a little more money for a car than they normally would.
So consumers are caught in the middle here, and that's a big deal because they're in the mood to buy right now. The Federal Reserve says that new and used car loans rose to record levels last year. But have you heard from car shoppers about how they feel about these fees and how are they reacting?
Buyers are outraged and surprised, if my inbox is any indication. I mean, I've just received a flurry of notes from buyers saying, we've tried dealer after dealer and we're just aghast at what they're charging us. Some of these buyers are looking for a new car for the first time, but some of them are experienced and think about, you know, their experiences in dealerships before the pandemic and how they were able to negotiate a deal below sticker price. All those rules are out the window at this point.
And you know, these are already tough times for consumers. What with rising inflation at the grocery store or restaurants, and now it's the same when they want to go buy a car.
Yeah, consumers today are seeing increased prices in all aspects of their life, and they're not going to escape it when they go to a dealer lot. In fact, it's probably going to be much worse than, you know, the inflation they've seen at the grocery store. And it's a difficult reality for buyers because it really is on the dealer's terms for the most part. There are so many people scrambling for a limited supply of cars that they're willing to pay higher prices for those vehicles. And, you know, the buyers who are choosing to say, this is ridiculous, we're not going to put forth that money right now, are immediately replaced by someone who's willing to. So there's a lot of frustration and outrage among buyers right now, but you know, dealers don't really have to face the consequence yet of hiking up above sticker price because they've got enough people willing to pay that price. Of course, the market probably won't stay that way for the extended future, but for now, it's a really tough situation for buyers who are on a budget.
Now, a few minutes ago, you mentioned potential consequences for dealers coming from the car makers. Are there any long-term effects that these price increases could have on dealers?
Yeah, dealers have really expressed to me that this could hurt their collective reputation moving forward. So not all dealers are charging above sticker price. And the ones who aren't are saying buyers have long memories. And if you're one of those dealers that is charging $10,000 above MSRP during the pandemic, when the market returns to, you know, somewhat of a normal situation, buyers might not be so warm to you anymore because they remember how you treated them during this period.
Okay, that's Wall Street Journal autos reporter Nora Eckert. Nora, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.